Dr. Casey Means, the popular wellness influencer and ally of Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., is the president's nominee for Surgeon General. And she faced tough questions on Capitol Hill in a long-awaited confirmation hearing.
As a prominent voice in the so-called MAHA movement, some of her ideas, like prioritizing natural foods, reducing pesticides, and exercising consistently, are widely accepted. But she's also been criticized for more controversial views, from her statements on vaccines and the consumption of raw milk. Our William Brangham has this report.
We are now the most chronically ill, high-income nation in the world.
While celebrated as a potent fighter for the MAHA movement, Dr. Casey Means was quickly pressed by some from the president's own party. Right off the bat, Republican Senator Bill Cassidy, who's also a doctor, grilled Means on her past statements incorrectly linking vaccines to autism.
Do you believe that vaccines, whether individually or collectively, contribute to autism?
Until we have a clear understanding of why kids are developing this at higher rates, I think we should not leave any stones unturned.
There's been a lot of evidence showing that they're not implicated. Do you not accept that evidence?
I do accept that evidence. I also think that science is never settled.
Dr. Means is a wellness influencer. She went to Stanford Medical School but didn't finish her residency and doesn't have an active medical license. Today, Dr. Means said she believes vaccines save lives, but as the U.S. sees a dramatic rise in measles cases, she wouldn't commit to recommending that vaccine.
I'm supportive of vaccination. I do believe that each patient, mother, or parent needs to have a conversation with their pediatrician about any medication they're putting in their body or their children's bodies.
You're the nation's doctor. Would you encourage her to have her child vaccinated?
I'm not an individual's doctor, and every individual needs to talk to their doctor before putting a medication in their body.
Democratic Senator Patty Murray pressed Means about her past comments on birth control.
You said Americans, quote, use birth control pills like candy. You also claimed, contrary to established science, that hormonal birth control has, quote, horrifying health risks for women. Should women trust the FDA, which approved all 18 methods of birth control?
If there is not informed consent about their medical history, their lifestyle exposures, and their family history, I want those women, and I know you do too, to be able to have a thorough conversation with their doctor and know whether they are at higher risk for side effects when prescribed the
medication. Saying that is one thing, but saying on, you know, different shows that birth control pills are a disrespect of life is very different.
There is later, Democratic Senator Tim Kaine doubled back on vaccines.
Do you believe that there's no evidence that there's the flu vaccine has efficacy in reducing serious injury or hospitalization? This is an easy one, doctor.
I support the CDC's guidance on the flu vaccine.
Despite being repeatedly questioned on this, Dr. Means argued that reforming the doctor-patient relationship will improve outcomes.
The constraints on doctors are monumental, and many American parents are frustrated by what they feel like is lack of transparency on the issue of vaccines.
Today's confirmation hearing also illustrated some strange bedfellows who agree with part of Means' agenda.
I've enjoyed and appreciated some of the remarks you have made in the past.
At times, Democratic Socialist Senator Bernie Sanders and Dr. Means were right in sync.
You would fight to ban TV ads of junk food?
I think you will be frustrated by how much I will be talking about ultra-processed foods.
Good. I won't be frustrated. I'd be delighted.
That said, all the Democrats, including Sanders, said they wouldn't support Means' nomination. But with Republican control of the Senate, her nomination will likely succeed.
The committee stands adjourned.
For the PBS NewsHour, I'm William Brangham.